You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grind Elephant. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Man, I love it. Good morning. Good morning. Great morning all around the country, all around the world, wherever you are this morning. You are live on the Morning Grind Radio Show, We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. I am Kijana Owens. I am the Grindologist, and it is an amazing Monday. We get to get up. I don't know about you, but how about getting to get up? I don't know. You know, just we get another chance. We get another opportunity, and I get another chance to make an impact. I get another chance to make a difference, hopefully empower somebody, encourage somebody. Man, you got this thing. Right in the eye of most adverse times we may experience in life, you got it. You got it going on. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, man, I got it going on. This morning, we just going to go around, share, callers, you're welcome to call in, chime in. Let's talk about your business. Let's talk about what you have going on. Let's talk about what you want to do with your life, you know, what you see moving forward. As always, solutions over situations. We all face situations. Oh, my goodness, they're all around. They're bound all around. We can see them when we focus on them. But what about focusing on where we want to get? So we could overcome the obstacles that may catch us up today. To bring some of these points home, I'm going to bring up my co-host that's going to hold down the wheel of steel in the absence of my brother in success, Mr. Deosha Morris. My sister in success right here, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn, an amazing author, an amazing motivator. Gave me one of my first opportunities to speak over a decade ago. Opened some doors for me that have just not closed. I mean, they keep opening up. She's an amazing leader in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex market. Author, coach, speaker, coach extraordinaire. I better stop right there before I run out of breath. Mr. Dale Foster Glenn, do I have you on the line this morning?
You have me on the line this morning.
Man, how fired up are you about that Monday morning?
Oh, man, I'm fired up. I just jumped off a Zoom call for Zig Ziglar's devotional morning meeting. So I'm just jumping off of that, but I'm fired up. I got fired up just listening this morning.
How about that? I don't know if you listeners out there just getting this. So she's in Dallas. I'm here in California. It's we start off 6 a.m. California time. You know, when we talked, you hear the super producer back there, B-Ray. We sat down, Nakia, the founder of We Talk Radio, and just, you know, what I wanted to impact early morning. You know, I wanted to impact and inspire. He talked about an evening show and this and that. And I could see myself, you know, maybe an evening show at some point, but that's not my grind. My grind is in the morning to get up. You know, he woke us up this morning for a reason. He woke us up this morning for a purpose. I don't know what that may be in you, and you may not know what that may be in you. That's not the issue. Man, getting up and pursuing it daily is the most exciting part of the whole mission, even through adversity. Adele, you out there helping people start their journey of success through literary arts. You're a speaker coach, you're an author coach. You see right now, people forward, putting pen to paper, putting thoughts to action. What are you seeing and what are you doing right now to help activate that passion?
Well, right now I'm helping people write their books, but I'm also interviewing authors who already have their books written because there's so much going on in this world. But we can't forget the gifts and talents that were given to us. To, you know, I know it's a pandemic, but now is the time to utilize those gifts and talents. Bring them forth, because after this pandemic, I want to use a word that someone gave me years ago. You're going to blow up.
Yeah, that's right. See, this preparation mode, this is when it was a man once, you know, I'm a baby in the word. I said, I love Steve Harvey's personality. Hey, I'm trying to get this thing right. I'm working with him. He's taking me some places. He has helped me through some stuff, you know, and I told him one dark day that if he gave me the chance, every time I got a chance, I'd tell everybody what he could do with a man's life once he give it to him. And that's been my walk, and that's why I could smile when it seemed like you should be crying. Right now, in this time, see, his preparation. There was a man in the Bible, in the book. His name was Noah, and he was. You got to think of how crazy this person had to be to everybody else. He was preparing. He had no other focus but to prepare. He had no. I mean, family give up, friends give up. Man, you got to let this thing go. You got to. What is wrong with you? Beard? You ain't shaved. You ain't showered. Man, there's some purpose that was drawn to me. He didn't really understand it, right? And we have the same biblical embodiment in ourselves to some degree for the same type of purpose that may be different, but it's equally as passionate if you connect to it. So you showing people how to put that passion and that purpose to paper. Talk to me about that.
Exactly. Because, you know, people are always in deep thought. They got a lot of thought going on right now because they're home. They're doing social distancing. They can't really move about like they're used to. So now is the opportunity to take what has happened to you in the past or what you visualize in your head and put it to paper. Pick up that pen and that paper, and I know I'm going old school on you, because we got computers and we can open up a Word document and we can start typing. But whatever thoughts are forming in your mind, write it down. We can organize it later and turn it into a book.
We can organize a ledger and turn it into a book. With technology today, it's an amazingly more simplistic than we give it credit. I've got 3 books. I'm no rocket scientist by any imagination. We got a pastor on the line, Pastor Darden on the line. I know he want to make an impact. I'd like to get a caller on in. You there on the line, sir?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas. The broadcast network goes out to 3 million households globally, 66 countries domestically. We have 25 AM and FM radio markets running rebroadcast of our show. Good morning to you, Elder. Good morning to you, Evangelist. I have some power words to jumpstart your day. Hopefully you put your tray in the upright position, because we're about to go 22,000 feet high in the sky.
My man, I'm sorry for the introduction. I didn't get to introduce you right.
What I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, for every yes, for every yes, I'll secure the victory. For every no, I plant the seed. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I'm loved. Each humble moment I'm thankful for, I have become stronger, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the unborn, the sick, the incarcerated, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by the Almighty, faithful for all I shall prevail. If you're going through a problem right now, be happy. Count it all joy. If you have no problems, be extra happy because you're alive. You might be in heaven. But if you're not going through something, you're not living on this earth. And as you breathe the air, you can't exhale and breathe in at the same time. everything happens for a reason. That's in the book of Ecclesiastes. I'm on fire, man. Every time I come to this show, every week I get stronger, and I'm rolling again. So as I roll, it's a steam motor locomotive called the winning team with 300 elite members, and we all have something different to say. I got to bring in my guy. He's on my line right now. His name is Maurice Williams. He's a major beast of business, a jack of many trades, and a master of all of them, whatever he touched. But I don't want to tell this story. If you could, Mr. Williams, come to the line, tell everybody who you are, what city and state you're calling in from, and let them know how you're changing the world.
Mr. Williams? The world is ready.
I guess his line dropped. Well, that's what happens. I tell everybody when these shows happen, always be ready because you never know when they're going to open up your line. But Brother Owens, you on fire. Elder Foster, you on fire. I'm ready, man. Today, we about to get paid. It's spiritual money, revelation money, and it's war money. It's not that we haven't been out here in the field. We need a cup of lemonade. Sometimes when those slaves was out there and the house brother would bring the lemonade, everybody was happy. You get what I'm saying? When Morgan Freeman was in the Shawshank Redemption and the guards said, okay, y'all can have a cold beer. Y'all done did the roof. Here's a cold beer. Every dog, the sun got to shine on the dog's butt at some point or another. I say that to say, this is your day. It's the day God's made. Be glad, rejoice in it, and you will get that breakthrough today. And it's coming. I feel it. I'm not just prophesizing. Some people have been waiting on a breakthrough for 25 years, and it's all going to change today. But it's just being in the right place at the right time with the right energy. So I'm going to kick the floor back to you, my brother.
Man, I'm fired up. I like to stand up and do this. I wish we working on some Zoom technology. Be ready. She's been trying to help me. Kind of old school, trying to get both.
Looks like the line dropped. I'm getting back on the line, you guys. But you two can keep on talking while I get him back on the line, all right? Ms. Adele and Pastor, you all can keep talking until I get him back on the line.
Okay.
Amen. I'm always ready.
Always ready. Gotta stay ready.
Because I'm going to let you. You got some powerful words to say.
Okay.
Amen.
He's back on the line now.
Beautiful.
Back on the line now, but you all keep carrying on.
How you going to get kicked off your own show? I came back in, and devil is alive. We're going to be all right. I'm back in the back door, man. We kicked that devil out of there. Thank you for keeping that thing going. Absolutely. The floor is back to you. I just want to say this. Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, amazing connection. This radio station, this radio broadcast network, We Talk Radio, some way God drew you in, brother. This is what happens in the world. People make an impact, and they make the connection. I heard you when you said when you open the door, it's upon you to come through the door. You and I connected on the radio show that day. Immediately we made an impact. You put me on the phone right with a phenomenal leader in our community, a difference maker, Mr. Judge Joe Brown, which we had him on the show and made an impact around the world. Got a lot of information out there. We don't know who we help, but we help some people. And that's what this whole deal is about. I said, nobody will outwork me to make an impact in every platform I got. And, Lord, connect me with the people that also have that same passion. And I'm going to open up the floor because I know you guys want to share that. That's what this whole morning grind is about, waking people up, man. Don't just wake up, man. Get up.
Cool. You know, the song, I'm going into music a little bit. But it says, wake up all the children, no more sleeping in bed. So we got to wake up everybody and let them know. It's time to stop sleeping. We got to wake up and make things happen because the power is in your hand. God's given it to you. Do something with it.
Let me ask you this. Let me throw this. It's one of those soft curveballs, real down the plate. Everybody can see it. Comfortability. I'm just looking at the world, right? The world is in an adverse, globally changing scenario in the world that we don't even know. But I see people still comfortable. I see people still want to do this, and, well, they're going to call me back to work, and, well, they do got the check that's coming in. And it's kind of, I call that a friend of mine, he didn't accept. He was helping me with math in college, and I was failing horribly. I just didn't get it. And he offered to tutor me, and I missed a tutoring session. And when I took it lightly, he said, you know, if you're going to be a slacker, you can slack on your own. Don't include me in your slacking lifestyle. I had never had somebody talk to me like that. I'm like, who are you talking to? But he told me the real deal. You know, I didn't like it, but that was about the realest, you know, from a friend, for somebody to tell you. And I see some slacking going on, just waiting to see what's going to happen, and immobilize, and unable to mobilize any kind of activity. Back to the panel. Well, you know, what's going on right now today with that?
Well, I'm going to open up the floor a little bit, because I think that's where people have found themselves, in that state of comfortability, like, oh, I'm comfortable, but now the pandemic has hit. So they begin to panic instead of starting to think about, okay, how can I make a change? How can I make a difference? How can I do something different? They don't think like that. They're panicking, as opposed to being on the morning grind with us and finding out that they do got gifts and talents that they can utilize and change the world.
Can I make a comment on that?
I was going to bring it right around. I know you was right there. Yes, sir. You have the floor. Please.
Well, I want to say this. It's not the matter of will they do it. It's the matter of taking the first step. See, it's easier not to take any steps and just stay where you are. If you live in a house of trash and you've never been to a clean house, well, you think that's the normal. But once you go to, like, you go from a dirty house to a clean house, and you see how it feels better, you see how the air smells better, and how everybody is more happier, and you go back to that trash, you're like, there's something wrong here. Now, you don't know you're doing something wrong until somebody pointed out to you. If you're offending somebody, they have to open their mouth and say, you know what, I'm going to punch you in the face. I don't like what you said to me. So what's going on here is we're being complacent and settling for less when we deserve more. My God told me to be more than conquerors. Now, at the end of the day, everybody has what they need in their own DNA. Just because you have a working mentality, that doesn't mean you could be a boss. And just because you're a boss, that don't mean you have to overabuse your authority and blast your workers. It's a very thin line between love and hate, but those two words are strong. We love to hate not having money, but we're not doing anything to get the money. We hate to be broke, but we don't want to do what we love. We'd rather go to a job every day that we hate, punch into the job, waste 40 hours out of our profit margin for our whole week, as opposed to just spending a little more time and finding that job that's going to pay you triple, because when you love what you do, it's not work, and you're going to do it twice as hard. Now, for me, being an entrepreneur and actually talking to people like the people when we talk radio, and like the George Joe Browns and the Maurice Williams and all these other people, the winning team gives me life. But at the end of the day, I'm a real leader. When my team is out of pocket, I'm going to jump right there in with them. If they in jail, I'm going to the jail, not just to see them. If I got to get locked up too, just to talk directly to them to say, hey, you're not alone, I'm willing to go that route. And most people, they're not willing to die for their causes and their beliefs. You know, but I've been doing this winning team thing for like the last 12 years, putting it together, watching people come in, helping people get houses, writing off employment verification letters, all kinds of proof of income, all kinds of paperwork that you normally can't get from a boss, especially if you're not showing up. But I write the letter. They get the house. I don't see them until they get in foreclosed. So you can't put your trust in man, but you have to put your trust in God. But you got to remember, gold is not made without fire, and it has to be heated up white hot. And once it's heated up white hot, it has to be cooled off, and it has to get heated up white hot. So there's going to be hills, valleys. If you look at any economic bell curve, you're going to see peaks and you're going to see valleys. But the biggest thing, just like the clock on the wall, keep pressing forward. That's why the horses have blinders on their eyes, because if they get any kind of distraction, they get lost. So when we're talking about the state of us as a people, and I'm not just talking about black, white, I'm talking about people that realize there is a God. We do know there is resources. We got to get proactive about walking in what God has given us, our dreams, turning dreams into goals, and turning those goals into reality, and starting with putting on the paper. That's why I love and push so much for Sister Foster, because she's helping people start to write it. I told my son, man, he was like, well, I'm working on the script for this commercial we're about to do. I was like, did you write it down? He's like, no, it's my phone. No, something. You got to write it down. If that phone blink out, your idea is lost forever. So
exactly.
one of these kind of situations that we can't we can't get past what we're doing, who we're doing it with, how we're doing it, because everybody has something different to bring to the table. Everybody is working hard right now to make sure we trap these moments in time. But when you get on the radio show, write down some bullet points. Write down your name. Write down your phone number. Write down your website. Write down all these things, because nobody knows who you are until you start talking. If you tell them you're an astronaut and then you show them your NASA certificate, well, they're going to look at you as an astronaut. But if you tell them you're an astronaut and you don't sound like an astronaut, you don't have a spacesuit on, you don't know anything about space, and the more that you talk, they're sizing you up. And if it don't add up, what Johnny Cochran say, if it don't fit, we must have quit. So if you can't present yourself to people that don't know you, how can you get how can you get people to present themselves to you to come help you with your program, business, product, or service, and work for it if yourself is not organized? So all these things I'm saying, I'm speaking to the business owners, I'm speaking to the CEOs that haven't got their stripe yet, I'm speaking to the dude that's working at McDonald's right now, that's making $15 an hour, that want to get a better job, but he just can't get off his job and go at a decent enough hour to actually go to interviews. It's a way that you're going to change. God is going to open a door. Even when you're sleeping, that's when you know you're meant to do something, because you keep having the same recurring dream. And when that's not by chance, it's not by happenstance, God is etching it into your brain. Three dimensions. It's spiritual. It's the universe, which we can't touch. The spirit world is where God operates. God operates the universe, but the universe comes out of our mouth. It's power in the tongue. But the reality of the situation of what everybody live in, and that reality is crazy when karma run around and smack everybody in the face. As I minister to you, three fingers are pointed back at me. So I say this, man. Y'all are doing something amazing. Y'all get me pumped. I'm not just saying it. I'm in the trenches. I'm looking for right now. This is a call to action. I need artists. I need people who are recording artists, singing artists, anybody that has anything on iTunes, Spotify, or a scan for BDS. Right now, we got a package going for $150 where we put you out there with 750 spins, we get you an hour interview, we give you two promo flyers, and then we put you in front of a lot of major people. The whole purpose of what I'm looking for is music controls the world. When the music is good, when they Martha and the Vandellas and the Temptations, when Marvin Gaye went from Let's Get It On to What's Going On, there was a problem. So we got to look at this. So if we can stop these artists from putting out bad records and really change what we're listening to, we're going to have a better situation. The music, the only thing that gets me going in the morning. Sometimes I have to put on certain songs to get my juices flowing. But I need artists that's serious about their craft, that's ready to move today, because at the end of everything, my guy, Too Deep, he got a major station. He's got 2.3 million listeners, and he got BDS packages. Back in the day, if you wanted BDS, you was paying $10,000, $20,000 for 4 or 5 spins per month. So now the tide has changed, and while we got an opportunity, we got to walk through that door. And I'm not looking to change the world. I'm looking to make the world work as you know it. Everybody has a different perspective on what they want. My idea of the world is supposed to be different from your idea, but if I give you the resources, I can help your perspective while you're helping my people, Too Deep, the KSFM radio family, and other artists get to a higher plateau. Everybody's winning, and that's what team is. Together, everybody eat more. So I'm here, man. I'm on fire today. Y'all got me fired up, but
man,
I really need
you got
artists,
me over here white hot. I'm white hot now. See, now I'm white hot. I'm a white hot the world. Now, whoever's out there, we're gonna get
you
white hot.
You don't see me, but I'm doing my happy dance right now.
Man, listen, that's what this whole deal is about. We drawing in the kind of people that you know impacting, and that, man, I'm not even gonna tell them what else you got going. This brother's amazing. But let me go back to one of the basic things that we were talking about here. Also, the comfortability, even right now. So we obviously the world has changed. I see people making it's a wealth transference change as well for people that are paying attention, for people that are making moves, for people that are willing to take a chance for the change that's coming and run out there with that surfboard towards the wave to come in on it instead of party all the time and get hit by it. Now, comfortability. People are comfortable in the way that you think you're going to go back to that same job, but multi-billion-dollar companies, they're not really ready to open up the doors again for the same thing to get the same thing when they're saving hundreds of millions of dollars on the annual right now as it's projected. just to keep the workers at home for the good company. So think you're going to go back to work for somebody else without finding out how to apply those work principles to yourself, like what this radio show is about, getting up in the morning and getting on your grind and whatever your mission is, even if that's part of the way. Where's the passion at to start your deal? Where's the passion at to push that dang lawnmower up and down the street till you get the right contract, start your lawn and garden business? Where's the passion at to get the pen out and write the book and put the book on Amazon? They don't even charge you to do the stuff. Where's the passion at to say, man, I got to do something for myself, win or lose. I got to get out there and go. I'm going to open the door to that. Where's that passion at, and how do we affect that passion in people? I know how to hit them points. That's strong. I know the panel is ready to jump on the bit on that. Where's the passion, and how do we affect the passion in the people to do what they need to do for themselves? Nobody's going to pay anybody for 40 years to work anymore. That's a dead dinosaur. So even thinking of that is crazy. Let me say this, though, Adele, before you go, before you just chime in. If you're at the stage right now at 30, 35, 40 years old, let's say you're going to start work. Process is 40 years. That's four decades. So if you're 30, you're talking about going to 70. Let me just do some practical numbers. Are you signing up for that? If you're 40, you're talking about 80. Now, are you signing up for that? And if you're signing for that, I want you to sign up for that knowing that that road is through. They're not even working nowhere for that long anymore. Companies don't even last that long anymore like that. Not at that. So, to you, Adele. How do we wake the people up?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is they need to jump on the grind. They need to be on this morning grind because they're going to learn something and they're going to have some tools in which to use. You know, you talk about the retirement age, and I'm going to take it a step further, the baby boomers, because I'm a baby boomer. We've got to start thinking ahead. What can we do right now? Because those years in the past are gone. So how can we build wealth for ourselves right now so that at 72 we'll be able to retire and still have wealth coming in? There's things that you can learn, tools that you can learn, and I'm willing to help you learn those tools, but you got to give me a call at 469-235-8470. Back to you.
Man, put that number back out there again. Any information on how the people could get you? Because here's the deal, listeners. Listeners that may hear the recorded version, however you may hear this, there are a lot of radio shows. There are a lot of information out there. But what you hear Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, will say activation on the connection. So this woman right here is really opening some doors for people, especially right there in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Please put your information out there again. Don't leave. But
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere because I know there are millions of people listening to the show or listening to the replay. And I'm going to say, give me a call. I'm going to put my number back out there again, 469-235-8470. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I will definitely, definitely call you back because now is the time for change. You've been hearing it all your life. But now take some action, like Pastor Don Jr. said. Take action. Don't sit on it, you know, like chew on it and mull it around in your mind. Take action. Those who take action see results. And in order to see results, you got to take action. Again, my number is 469-235-8470.
Absolutely. Action. See, it's the action. There's a phrase, success loves speed. You know how you meet someone and you connect and the energy is high. You got a project on the table. Then 2 weeks pass or 3 weeks pass. And I put that to, you know, the church body a lot of times, large organizations, if you will. They got to get back with the board, talk to the board, re-get with the board. The president is out of town. When he comes back into town, the board got to reconvene to talk about how they're going to get the bus for the school. All of those kind of things. And by that time, the project is off the table. The people have found another project to activate, and success don't live there. If you have anything in your mind to do, it's there for a reason. If you have anything in your heart to do, it's there for a reason. One of the problems being is that we feed our passions, our gifts to people that don't really believe in the gifts or the passions that they have. How are they going to believe in you? When you tell your best buddy, friend, sister, whoever, close associate, you know, it's a quick idea, and they get that blank stare in the air, they don't get it. A lot of times what happens? We put it to the side. Because, see, he didn't give it to you. This is another Steve Harvey, you know, he hear it all the time. But Steve, my man, Steve Harvey say it all the time. You know, you're giving your dream to people that don't have any. Adele, you know, dreamers, activation, right now.
Right. Because a lot of people give their dreams away, or they don't feel like they're good enough to do what their dreams call them to do. But if they just activate that dream, act on it, make something happen. And it only takes 5 minutes at a time. It could be 5 minutes a day. But you'll start seeing results if you activate it. I'm going to, you know, I do a seminar every year called Reset. Press the reset button. Because you can reset your life and make something different.
Man, you know, you know what you talk about reset. So I'm in here. I was doing a consultation the other day. We help people. So we're talking about the talk, whatever the case is. And I just, you know, problems were coming up, situations. I got them. We got them. Everybody's got them. And I asked the person, I said, well, are you in the quarantine? Right. Yeah, I'm in the quarantine. It's the pandemic over there. Yeah, it's a pandemic everywhere. So everybody's got the same either thing that they're looking at, the news, the situation, or they're coming up with solutions to situations. I looked at this is one of the best opportunities in the world to recreate yourself. I looked at my closet. I put my color code. You know, I don't have many casual clothes. I got mostly suits and everything else, man. I'm ready. I put it all in the colors. I got my week lined out. Even in now, see, I feed myself always positivity because I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm expecting what's going to happen, painting what God has for me every day. It's a new gift. It's something new. I'm going to meet somebody new. I'm going to say something that's going to help someone else. And the premise of how I live my life today, as opposed to how I live my life, you know, coming up, I come through the trenches. I've been through it. I've been through the gamut to be able to speak from a point to, hey, man, you could change. Matter of fact, I've changed so much that if someone told you about me some time ago, people wouldn't even believe it. You know, that's what God will do. That's what God will do. We read it in the Bible all the time. No way. Absolutely. And God is that good. Right now, he's giving us an opportunity to cleanse, to recreate, to rebrand, to rebirth, to renew, to reemerge, to come out different, to have a new look about yourself, a new walk about how you're going to get it. You know, my whole deal is to sit down and talk with people about I want to start this little business. Why has it got to be little to start with? You know, why little? So expanding the mind, because I believe once the mind expands, it cannot retract. And those of you who are hearing me, I want you to visit me. I want you to check me out, successexpressmktg.com. You call me, 909-686-1698. 909-686-1698, Kijana Owens, Dr. Grind. We'll have a consultation. I don't want to sell you anything. I want to listen to what you want to do with your life and see how I connect you to help you do it. Well, what comes off of it is all about relational currency. Adele, Amen. I don't know if we still got that. If we do have my brother. I thank you, man. I need you. Amen. I heard you. Now, man, white, you white hot over there. I know you white hot, man. People sitting there waiting, sitting on the gold mine, looking at somebody else's over the fence somewhere else. What do people got to do, Pastor?
Well, I feel like this, and it's not the people per se, it's the individual. You need to have your own relationship with God. When I talk to God, I talk to God in free form like I talk to you right now. He knows your heart. Your orders, your steps has already been ordered and it's already predestined. But the good thing we have is free will. We can choose to take those steps that's been ordered from us. We're constantly writing our story and how long we're going to live by the moves we make today. The ancient Chinese proverb is, if you plant today, you can eat tomorrow. So no matter what, if you plant a seed every day, at the end of the year, there's 356 seeds. Now, if you ever did any farming or gardening or fishing, you put the pole in the water, eventually something's going to bite. So the whole idea here is not getting focused on what's not working. It's getting focused on taking a step towards it. If you want to be a NASCAR driver, you need to start watching NASCAR. Then once you watch NASCAR, you need to go work in a pit. And if you don't know anything about tools, you need to start working on some tools. All these little things, they all add up to nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. If you don't wake up, you will never have the takeaway. And the takeaway is you're taking away the money, you're taking away the wisdom, or you're taking yourself out of the situation to keep it going. God is not going to leave you in no mess if you're paying attention. That's why I say you have to build a relationship with God. But the flip side of that coin is every relationship is not going to be the same. So just because the man next to you has a house, he's moving, everybody has a different season. When you farm fruits and vegetables, the tomato don't come out at the same time as a watermelon. The cucumber is not the same energy as cutting it as cutting a potato. They're both vegetables, but they require a different process for them to be consumed. Now, you can eat them both raw at the ground, but the cucumber's got the fresh waterness. The potato tastes good, but when you add a little oil to it and some heat, it's even better. Everybody needs something different, but we all need each other. Like, the trees need us, and we need the trees. Now, I can't tell you the last time I went out and cut a tree, but when I look outside, I see hundreds of trees that's feeding me oxygen so I can keep alive. And the biggest thing is this is a battlefield. This is not supposed to be fun. I had to tell some of my homies that, man. They was like, oh, we not your mom. We'll go on the radio when we want to. Okay, y'all stay right over there, because when I'm making these billions of people go where they need to go and people are getting breakthroughs because God has used me as an instrument, you can't show up and be like, hey, man, you know what? I should have been there. I really believed in it. I'm ready to go. Now, no, you can't keep being late to the same championship game. Eventually, you're going to get thrown off the team. I don't care who you are. If Michael Jordan showed up to every finals and he showed up, not he came to play in the first quarter, he didn't come to the 3 minutes left in the game and saying, look, I'm Michael Jordan. I don't have to practice. I don't have to play in the game. I'm just going to make this thing work. Now, he played the whole 48 minutes of the game. He might have been sitting on the bench. While he was sitting on the bench, he was like, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. Or we can make this. So it's not always being in the game. It's about being a part of the team and doing what you can for the team to win. When the Super Bowl happens, the lady that's in the front desk that write the check, she get a ring just as well as the Tom Brady get a ring, just as well the dude that got the towels. He's a part of the Super Bowl team. Sometimes we want to be the MVP of the team, and we don't even want to play the game. And then we come to the NFL game dressed in basketball gears and wonder why limbs keep getting broken because we don't have on no pads. We got to protect ourselves as we go through this situation, because everybody has something different to bring to the table. I can't get mad at you if I'm eating steak and you drinking milk, but I can't have you at my table eating if you're complaining about what's at the table. You're not going to clean up, and you're smacking everybody else at the table that's been working tirelessly to make sure everybody can eat. We can't have you in there. And for me, I'll pass the point of Judas. You know, if I see a Judas, I can't run with you. I'm not Jesus. I can't run around with somebody that's going to create issues for me. I got to cut them off. That's the only thing that Jesus said, and I'm going to give you the floor, sir. If that tree ain't bearing no fruit, cut it down. That's the only time Jesus cursed anything in the Bible, because he was acting like he was something else. And he was like, oh, no, uh-uh. He knew who Judas was, but Judas didn't go ham until he got those 30 pieces of silver. But when he walked to the garden, he was like, oh, my God, I can't believe he's lying. And even when he flipped the tables over in the church, it was these people were supposed to have been doing different things with the money. So if you keep it real and keep it civil, break spirits and not records, and stay true to your beliefs and understand that God didn't just bring you here to sit idle. everybody has a purpose. We'll change the world together, man. And that's it. I'm saying that's it. Like, I don't have anything else to say. I yield the floor back to you, but I'm going to be here the whole show till you hang me up.
My man, man, you know I ain't going to let you go, man. I got you by the coattail right there. I'm hanging on. Man, listen, you got it white hot. You didn't impact the world. It's the fire within. You know, I believe that a lot of times people just are not seeing somebody come from where they come from to make it in any kind of capacity that they respect. Either they can feel like they got lucky, since the NBA or the sport ticket is the one ticket they've seen, at least heard about or close proximity to, went to the same high school. They got some traction with it, with how it worked. At least they saw it, know about it, can touch it and feel it. But the ability to get up and say, hey, you know, right now in this time, I'm going to find a solution. I'm just going to throw the guy created a vending machine that had sanitizers, gloves, and masks in it. I mean, you know, people are thinking, right? I'm looking at franchises that restaurants, you know, find a way to have outside eating. I don't know. Even building other franchises in the time in preparation. But I also see, and that's why I wanted to really get this show here, I see people that just are waiting. And if you out there and you think that it's going to be okay, I'm here to tell you, it's not. It's not just going to be okay. It's not just going to come back around. They're not just going to call you and back to work as usual. It's not going to be like that. So if you're not using this time that we may never, ever have again to the best of your ability, to the maximization of the opportunity, and you got to wake up. You got to wake up. You got to connect with a mentor. You got to connect with people that are thinking outside of the box. The way we earn has changed. So the way we've earned has changed, the way we're thinking has got to change. Because if you're thinking the same way, W-2s are going out the window. 1099s are going to be the way of the world. You know, why would I pay you 8 hours a day for you to complain about the amount that I pay you? Right, you know it. This is real talk here. You at the water cooler talking about the company, the parking, the all the stuff. Probably work 5 hours, get paid 8. You stayed 9 for overtime, right? I'm paying that. I got you on camera. You took 3 smoke breaks an hour. All of the stuff that people do, but they're never late, and they always, you know, stay late. Whatever the case is, but they can't apply that same principle to themselves. But why would a business owner say, well, I don't have to pay for that. I'll pay for production, and I'll pay more. So I'm not going to pay you to come up here and make calls. I'm going to pay you to come up here and make from sales from home, and I'll pay you more handsomely. I'm going to throw that out to the floor. The transition of how it's going to earn and why people got to pay attention to different trends in earning today.
Wow. You just said a word, because you're right. The norm, because that's the norm. That's what people used to. A lot of people are used to going to that 9 to 5. And like Pastor Don Jr. said, and I'm going to give him his prompts because I'm right there with him. Everybody's not an entrepreneur, but he's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur. And so individuals going to have to look at it from the entrepreneurial standpoint. That W-2, it's going out the window. That 1099 is coming in. Because why should I pay you, as you just said, why should I pay you overtime? And I was getting ready to call you Pastor Owens. Look at there. I'm putting something on your life. But why should I pay you overtime when you're taking 2 smoke breaks? Well, guess what? I ain't got to pay you overtime if you are 1099, because guess what? You're going to get paid the same thing if you take 2 or 3 smoke breaks. You're a 1099, and this is what I'm paying you as a 1099. So you do the work or you don't do the work. Hey, guess what? After a while, if I realize you're not doing the work, I'm going to kick you out anyway. I'm going to get somebody else.
Now, man, but 1099, 1099, you fire yourself. 1099 will make you fire yourself, though. See, because
exactly.
You
got to
get out there and get it.
A 1099 will make you fire yourself. I love being a 1099 because when I get tired, I don't have to work for you anymore. But you know what? I can hire my own employees as a 1099 because I can still keep my business running and still have income coming in because I'm a 1099 for somebody. But my business is still running because I hired my own employees. So I got money coming in several ways. MSI, multiple streams of income. That's the way we got to start thinking now. Multiple streams of income because that's how we're going to eat. That's how we're going to keep a roof over our head because we're going to get more money coming in that way than if we just went to a 9-to-5.
Man, you said MSI, multiple streams of income. That made me think of this. See, it's all about the more people we help. If we help enough people get what they want by default, we'll have everything we want and need.
Exactly.
Guess what? That MBA, massive bank account.
Mm.
Right. So we can donate. So we can have dominion. So that. As you see your church wanting to do these things in the community, they can't. It needs financial fuel. We've got to have the monetary means. And in order to get those means, we're going to have to come up to some ways to create some income instead of get paid some income. And right now the trend in the world is e-commerce. It's been that way, but we were so reluctant to make the transition. It's likened to me as you've been in some kind of belief, and you could use whatever belief in the process, like believing in going to school, getting good grades, get a good job, get married, have kids, retire, live the honey hoo hoo life afterwards, right? That's a dinosaur process, and they're still teaching it. But to break the trend, you're breaking somebody's mental whole legacy of thought. They will hate you for that. I'm going to open the floor to that. People will hate you for opening their mind to change.
Well, I'm going to say
Go ahead,
Pastor Don Jr.
Okay, well, I always believe ladies first. You go ahead and finish your thought because I want you to complete it because I have something very strong to say behind that.
Okay.
But I want you to finish your thought.
Okay, I'm going to finish my thought because I know that people are reluctant to change, and so they stay in what you had said earlier. Tijana, you had said about comfortability. See, I'm comfortable where I'm at, but if you take me out of my comfort zone, then where can I go? You see, if they walk in a different walk, think a different way, they'll be surprised where they can go. Come out of that comfort zone. And then Pastor Don Jr. said, you know, if you take them out the dirty house and put them into a clean house, then they'll be able to see something different. They'll think different. And sometimes we've got to take people from where they are to where they need to go. But we have to show them, you know, start with their familiar and then take them into the unfamiliar. Go ahead, Pastor Don.
Hopefully you can hear me. I really understand what's happening here in the world today. And with the spirit of fear, we already, as a people, we always believe there's always something lesser than what we can do. You know, what happens in most relationships, a girl or a guy see somebody else they feel is better, and they feel like the better deal is there. But some people aren't made up to go to college. Some people think outside the box. Some people can't sit in a classroom with 30 other people, and it's like they're slowing them down. You know, I dropped out of high school when I was in the 10th grade because I had to take care of my mama. But when I was in school, heavy, hard in the books, the one problem I had in class was the kids were making noise and cracking jokes, and I was there to learn. I was really serious about learning. My granny worked for the school board for 30 years, so I knew when you got in class, it was business. And I come from entrepreneurs, and the people I was around, even the hustlers, I sat with the dude who sold all the dope. I wasn't sitting with the people that was getting 25 off the 100 because they couldn't help me.
I always set up under people who had wisdom until I was able to take the reins. That's why when you go to college and you want to be a doctor, you don't just hop out of college. They make you spend 100 to 150 hours shadowing somebody else so you can really see what you're going through. And at the end of the day, before you cut on a live body, you got to cut on a dead person. The point that I'm trying to make is preparation, planning is the proper performance that you need to win. If you don't really visualize it, you will never see it. But if you're around people that have a crab in a bucket mentality, everything you say, it won't work, it can't work, well, you're talking to the wrong people. Just like you said with Steve Harvey, you can't cast your pearls among swine. And the reason why God gave us rhyme and reason for everything we're doing, we're the only ones that can walk in our shoes. Your battle as a Christian is going to be harder than anybody else's battle because you're looking out from your goggles and your perspective, and you're like, man, I survived drive-bys and stuff like that, God. Why is this dude spitting in my face at this outreach? And I went through that, you know, and I'm sitting here like, okay, back in the day I would shoot you, but now that I'm serving the Lord, I can't turn the other cheek, but what I do. So when you go through those kind of situations, now, I didn't beat the guy up, but it was a very short period of time I had to remember that I was representing the church, and that's the only reason why I had the dude spit in my face. Old white man, but people do mean and nasty things. Now, I'm a warring pastor. I can't turn the other cheek, but I say this to say to you, it took me 12 years of being in my pastorship to finally go live on the radio and say, Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I was working in the entertainment industry I'm still working in the entertainment industry, 23-year master. But in some circles, they don't want to have a pastor because they gangster working their record. So it's not only the stereotypes, it's not only stigmatas, but normally the person that's making causing the most ruckus in the room is the person with the less ideals and shouldn't have any opinion, and they're getting all the talk time. So I say this to say, man, if y'all on the line right now, you know, press number one, get involved in this conversation. Do not be a fly on the wall. How can you get into the book of life if you never recorded? When Jesus said, get away from me, work of iniquity, I never knew you, that means that I gave you a word to say, you never held it. That's like the story of the talents when one of them, they buried the talent. I knew you was a real harsh master. I'm going to bury this talent. I'm going to hold it till you get back. He's like, nah, you're supposed to give it to somebody else. That's what wisdom is for. It's information and knowledge applied, and you got to share it. That's why I love coming to the show. That's why it pumps my week up. And that's why ever since I've been coming here, I've been getting stronger. I've been having better weeks. However you start out on Sunday, at the crack of dawn, it's going to be your tell of the tape for Saturday. If you start out Sunday, you last a day, it's cool. You don't care. You come Monday, it's the same thing. By the time Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the week is already gone from you. But if you start out on Sunday, and I'm not saying Sunday is just a Sabbath. The Sabbath is the whatever day you rest. You work 6 days in a row, you rest. God doesn't like anything in excess. You have to realize who you are and where you're going to figure out what your Sabbath is. But Sunday is the regular work week for everybody. And when you start out on Sunday, you wind your clothes. You say, I'm going to have a great week. It's going to be, you're putting it out in the universe. The universe is like, oh, well, let me make it a great week for them. And then stuff start happening. But if you have a ball of confusion, a series of negative situations, then, you know, we're going to go through valleys sometimes. Even Job went through it. He got hit with 5 negative situations in the same day, but he never cursed God. At this same instance, we not Job. So it's things that we're going to go through that we don't have the power within us, and we got to call people and open our mouths, break that pride, and say, hey, Brother Owens, man, I'm over here hurting, bro. I don't know why this is happening. I'm losing my mind. You got to encourage your word. Okay, you ain't got to encourage your word. I'm going to call somebody else. You got to dial like that dude in Lawnmower, man. That's a movie from 1985 where he was about to be trapped in virtual reality. He kept dialing the phones, kept dialing. I'm going to find me out. Same thing as in The Matrix. They running from the agents. They like, hey, dial me out, but they never stop running. They running, but they like, you find me and tell me where to go. So when you get assertive about your life and know that it can be better, when you get to the point that God is not in the box and he can do anything more than we ask and can imagine, and I'm a man of very much intelligence because God gave it to me, my imagination is big. So anything that I say, I know God can do it 10 times over, and whatever I think is done, God's going to show me he ain't finished with me yet. It's been times I try to kill myself. I say all that to say, you're going to get to valleys. It's going to be low points. But when God got you and can't nothing pluck from his hands, and just because it looked one way, if you've been raped, molested, beat up, robbed, shot, stabbed, you ain't dead. You still here breathing for some reason. What you going to do with it? The ball's in your court. Either you can shoot or you can let it be, but the ball's still in your court. And it's all what you do with it. If you want to make it a tennis court, a basketball court, it's up to you. If you want to make it the actual the USA court, wherever you want to go in life is up to you, but you got to take the first step towards your success. And that's the Success Express for today.
Man, you got it white hot to end it. Man, I'm going to give you I got to close it out. I got about 60 seconds to give you both. Any last how to contact you? Don Drew, Pastor Don Drew, CEO, 30 seconds, how to contact you.
I like telephone calls. My number, three times for the Holy Spirit, 661-772-3035, 661-772-3035, 661-772-3035. I'm 365 days of radio all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. I'm on. I get sick, you got to call me, leave a message. But at the end of everything, I approve this message because I'm here for y'all, and my people will not perish because we're going to work together. So I'm here, man. I love the show. Great. A lot of meat went out. Some of the callers that called in, they got dropped off. Even my guy that was on the phone with me, but it's the grind there. At least I got him marked off on the absentee ballot that he did call in, and he was in attendance. But if you don't get recorded, man, you can't be in that book of life, and you can't expect to go to heaven. And that's it. I'll leave y'all with that. Have a great day.
Absolutely. We'll get it back on. Adele, 30 seconds. Your contact information.
Well, you can contact me at 469-235-8470. Again, that's 469-235-8470. I'm going to do it three times, 469-235-8470. Call me, text me, leave me a message. I'll call you back if I don't answer. I'm looking forward to helping as many people as I can because years ago, the Lord told me to raise up entrepreneurs, and I know you have an entrepreneurial mind, so I'm looking to hear from you. 469-235-8470.
There you go, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn out there, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. I am Kijana Owens. I am Dr. Grimes. I am on a mission to impact at least 1,000 lives before the end of 2020. That's 1,000 lives with entrepreneurial-owned business ownership. You're looking at you have the passion to work. You work for work. If you apply that same work ethic to yourself, we could do some amazing work together. You call me. That's 909-686-1698. That's 909-686-1698. You can email me at successexpressceo@gmail.com. This has been the Morning Grind Radio Show or We Talk Radio Network, WeTalkRadio.com. Bronda Ray, B. Ray, super producer, I thank you. Salute to you for keeping the show working. Without you, we'd have no show. And Nakia Davis, founder, visionary, We Talk Radio Network. Man, it's amazing. Thank you for the platform. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. He's got his next Monday for the Monday morning radio grind radio show, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's get it, y'all. Have a great day. We are out. We are motivated. We are impacted. You have a great week. God bless. Succeed on purpose.
Get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Haters better get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation. Suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead. Fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal, I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet, here I stand to go gorilla. Even if I'm all alone, I'm standing for the getting tell them jump. Tipping, they don't get no realer. 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4. I separated the fake. Paralyzed from the waist down, from the real stand-up guys of the A-Town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, fucking what you gotta say now.
Motivation, you thinking only gonna inspire.
Motivation,
all your hating is fuel to my fire.
Motivation,
you can plotting on the
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.